Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first official episode of All Whack. Now, if you've listened, thank you for listening to my intro episode. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I called it Jinkies. Yeah, we're not doing that anymore. I've changed the name so many times, and I finally landed on All Whack, so thank you for being here. Today, we're going to discuss the stressfulness of the holidays, and I am gonna try to help you guys not stress so much about the holidays because they're coming up quick and I know that they can be stressful. So a lot of the time during, you know, I think usually, actually for my family, it's more like January where my mom's like, hey, start making your Christmas list. I'm like, Mom, we just had Christmas a month ago and you want us to make our Christmas lists? You have 11 months. And she goes, I need to know now. So that is stressful in itself. What do I want for Christmas? Man, I don't know. What do other people want for Christmas? I really don't know. I don't know. So one thing you can do is if they're your friends, family, or, you know, people you're close to mainly, just ask them. Just be like, hey, What is it that you'd like for Christmas? But I mean, don't ask them in January what they want next year for Christmas. Probably not the best idea. You know, November is probably a good time, beginning of November, because you just had Halloween, so now you can kind of talk about Christmas. And but I mean, give Thanksgiving its chance, man. Come on. But yeah, ask, just straight up ask them what it is that they want for Christmas, and if that helps, then that helps. That's great. Another thing you can do too is if someone gives you a gift, but you don't get anything for them, please don't feel obligated to get them a gift. I would recommend highly like a thank you note, because going that extra, you're giving them time, your time basically, of writing out that thank you note and being like, hey, thank you so much for thinking of me. So sorry I didn't get anything for you this year, but I am thinking of you and I really appreciate the thought. And, you know, thank you so much. Just like a genuine thank you note to them. And people really do appreciate that. A lot of people are really receptive to that. And if they're not, maybe they're just garbage and you don't need them in your life. But, you know, most people are pretty receptive to you giving them a thank you note. And a lot of people do really appreciate it. And I mean, again, don't feel obligated to get every person you know a Christmas gift. I get, like, your family, immediate family, you know, or even if just people you're close to, people that you're really close to, get them a gift, because those are the people that really matter in your life. And then other people who get you a gift, just thank you notes, because it does go a long way with people. And then that way you're not just kind of receiving the gift and then not really giving a second thought about it. And then even if you do give people gifts, a thank you note is always a great way to say thank you extra, because you're giving people more of your time and more thought, and people really enjoy that. And another thing you can do too is if you yourself don't have a lot of money, because I know money is very stressful during the holidays, offer people your time. So if you have somebody who is doing a lot of home improvement, just think of your own skill set and then think, hey, I can help you install your TV or rearrange your living room, or, you know, just simple things that you can help with around their house, or, you know, help them just make their home feel like a home. Or if they need help grocery shopping or making food, or, you know, just having something readily available for them, you know, people really enjoy that. And this year, it'll be the first Christmas without my cousin. She passed away last year, she passed away this year, in January, and it'll be the first Christmas without her. And that's, I know that'll be a really hard time for my family. So my plan is bring everybody food. So if people come to our family Christmas party, I will bring the food to them. Like, what is it that you want to eat? We have this and this and this, and I will bring it to you. Just to kind of make things feel normal. And, you know, and my family will really enjoy that. So, yeah, think of different things that you can give people your time for. So someone needs help painting. I mean, painting's not my favorite, but I do enjoy it sometimes. So, you know, helping somebody paint or helping somebody move even. Not necessarily your favorite things to do, but people will appreciate you giving them your time to help them do something. And same with your family. That's a good thing to do with friends. And your family will also appreciate that as well. But if you really feel like you want to get something for somebody that's a physical thing, again, ask them if they want anything. Ask them if they need anything. So, a lot of your friends, like if you're 20 like me, you don't really have a lot of money. Your friends don't really have a lot of money. It's like, maybe get each other gift cards. It's like, hey, I can get you a $10 gift card here. $10 gas card. That's always helpful because gas is really expensive. And it's like, hey, that's $10 they don't have to spend on gas. And I know they'll appreciate it. And it doesn't have to be a large amount either. And you can do Safeway or Amazon, Target. I mean, there are gift cards for everywhere, basically. So people really do enjoy that. And then that's specific money set aside for that specific place. And my dad hates giving gift cards. It's just the worst to him because he feels like it's really impersonal. And I go, Dad, you don't understand, though, because if you got me a gift card to Safeway, that is money I don't have to spend on food, which is really nice. But also, if it's a gas card, it's like, that is money I don't have to spend on gas, which is great. And that's always helpful, especially because I still live with my parents and I'm like, I want to move out and the more I can save is great because it's on a gift card. And then it's money I don't have to spend so that I can save it. You can also, I mean, and then if you have friends who have certain hobbies, like I have friends who really like to go to Guitar Center or Ted Brown, it's like, I can get you like a $10 gift card, but that's about it. Sorry. You know, but then that's still $10 that they don't have to spend at that specific place. Or you can do a Visa gift card, you know, then they can spend it anywhere and you're still giving them money, you know, but it's on a card. So with getting presents for people, it can be stressful, so sometimes the best present is just your time, especially if neither of you really have a lot of money. But I know people really do appreciate getting money. It's just people appreciate it because it's helpful. And so with your family, I know that some people have really stressful families for the holidays. I have a couple members in my family that are kind of stressful, but I don't really see them other than the holidays or really talk to them other than the holidays because they call the house and they're like, oh my gosh, I want to talk to her. And it's like, I don't want to talk to you because you're going to ask me about my life and you're going to rag me on my ex-boyfriends and why I'm not dating anyone now. And like, you know, you're just going to rag on me and I don't want to talk about it. It's the holidays. I enjoy the holidays. Please don't ruin them for me. But I feel like everybody in their family, like there's one person that's kind of like that where they just like to rag on everyone and they're like, oh yeah, remember what you did when you were 11? Yeah, I still remember that. I think about that on the daily. It's like, why? Why do you have to bring up stuff from my past? I just don't enjoy that. And it's annoying. So if you go to a family event, go by yourself or with like the trusted cousins, because then it's likely those trusted cousins might get uncomfortable, just as uncomfortable as you are, and you can all leave. You're like, oh man, we all gotta go because mutual friend has a party. There's no party. None of you know the same people because you live in different counties, but you know, the mutual friend has a party and we gotta go, you know, and then you can just leave. Or if you go by yourself, you can leave by yourself and whenever you want. And then you don't have to stay around and be in the chaoticness that is your family that you don't really want to be around. This I have not been able to do unfortunately, because my mom's just like, all right, everybody get in the car. I'm like, I'm not ready. I don't want to go, really. I'll be there in an hour. So then I only have to stay for 45 minutes and then I can go home. But sometimes it just doesn't work out like that, and then it happens, and then that's when you are at the party, you find the relative that you are okay with, that you can hang out with all night, maybe just rag on everybody there. I have a cousin and we literally just sit in the corner and just shit on everybody's lives. Like, we go, oh man, you remember what she did? I remember. And then, you know, we just talk about family drama and history and all these things that happened, and, you know, it's great fun. It's so fun. Then you can kind of have a good time at the party, you know, and then I hang out with my little brother a lot at family parties. It's like, I still live with you, and we're going to a different family member's house, but I'm still going to hang out with you because you're pretty much the only one I can actually tolerate. And sometimes you need that. Sometimes you just need that one person at the family gathering that you can actually tolerate and won't annoy you, and then you can just rag on everybody or just sit there in silence and eat cookies. Like, that's fine too. So, everybody has that stressful family member, or in my family, there's like 8 of them that are just stressful and I don't like to be around most of the time. And, you know, just kind of push through that a little if you can, especially if you have another person who hates the same people you do. And it's great because you're all related to each other and you're like, yeah, we hate Aunt Fred too, or Aunt Fred. we hate them too. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we can bond over this more because I only see you once a year and it's great. And then same with friends. If you have toxic friends that you don't want to hang out with, don't hang out with them. It's really simple, and we just overcomplicate it because we're like, oh my god, they're gonna hate me. And it's like, who cares if they hate you? You hate them. They probably already hate you, and that's why they're your toxic friends. So you have to get rid of them. You have to cut them out immediately. So my recommendation for that is, if you have toxic friends who are like, hey, we're gonna go to this party, it's gonna be great, you can be like, oh, you know, I have a family thing that I have to go to. There's no family thing. And then, you know, they kind of like, oh, well, whatever, okay, have fun. And it's like, yeah, you too. I hope you don't die in a car accident. You probably will, you know, because they're your toxic friends. And then toxic friends during the holidays are the worst, because if you don't want to hang out with them, then they're like, oh, but it's Christmas. Like, why don't you want to hang out with us? And it's like, I don't want to hang out with you because you make me feel like shit and I don't like that. It is the holiday season. This is my favorite season. Please stop what you're doing. And they don't. And they just guilt trip you. Family members do this too. They guilt trip you when you don't want to hang out with them or like see them during the holidays because it's the holidays. So you kind of get stuck with family because they're related to you. And then they're going to bitch to your mom. And you're like, I better just go see them because I don't need the wrath of my mother right now. She's more stressed than I am. And then, but your friends, your toxic friends at least, it's a little easier to be like, hey, I've got this going. Sorry, I can't hang out with you. And then they'll try to guilt trip you and be like, oh, but you never hang out with us anyway. It's like, yeah, there's a reason, okay? Like, I don't like you. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't feel good around you. So stop trying to make me hang out with you. So, you know, and the holidays might be a great time to, like, cut those people out of your life, because you don't need that in your lifetime. You want to be around calm, nice people for the holidays because it's a calm, nice season, and you just want to be around the people who love you and that you love, and not have to worry about the stressful people, because the holidays are stressful enough just with everyone. Work can be stressful, especially if you're in retail. My mom and I are in the real estate-esque things, and that can be kind of stressful. It gets a little slow in the winter, but not a big deal. But, I mean, work can be stressful during the holidays. Just people around you can be stressful. It seems like every time you leave your house, there are more people at a certain place than you've ever seen in your life. You're like, wow, this little tiny Safeway that's on Callow in Bremerton, the parking lot is full. That parking lot is never full. If you know the Safeway I'm talking about, that parking lot is never full. But for some reason, in like the first week of December, it's just packed. everybody's there. And you're like, what the hell? There's a bigger Safeway on the other side of Bremerton. Like, get your asses over there. There's so much parking. And then for those who are stupid, go to Winco. Because that Winco is just down the road. There's no reason to overflow that little tiny Safeway parking lot. I feel so bad for that little parking lot. That's a bitch to get out of. Ugh. It can, yeah. So, I mean, parking is stressful. Driving is stressful. People are just extra rage mode in the holiday season. And it's just annoying and stressful. Everything is stressful. So we're trying to de-stress. But unfortunately, if you're driving, there's just not a lot you can do to de-stress. If you're just stressed driving, there's nothing you can do. It's the holidays. You just kind of have to drive slow, let the assholes be assholes, and then just kind of move on. And be like, I'm going to go 20, and you guys can just pass me. I'm fine with that. So, though, that's all my tips on how to deal with the people aspect of the holiday season, where, you know, gift giving and dealing with family and friends that you don't really want to deal with during this time, but you have to because you have to. Now we're going to move on to food and dieting, because I know a lot of people in my office are already talking about how they are worried about gaining weight during the holidays. And all I can say to that is maybe just watch what you eat during the holidays. I know it's really difficult because of all the cookies and the pie and all the desserts that are made, but it's like there are still dinner items available to you that are not horrible for you, for the most part. If you get invited to lots of Thanksgiving dinners, that can be annoying. But maybe pick the Thanksgiving dinners that you think will have the healthiest food. Or if you get invited to potluck Thanksgivings, because I know my family does that a lot, is we just have a potluck Thanksgiving. Bring a vegan meal or a vegetarian, or, you know, just something that is a little bit healthier, that's not just mashed potatoes, gravy, and turkey. Because then you'll have some sort of vegetable and it, or fruit, or whatever you want to bring. Bring whatever you want to bring to a potluck for all, you know, just do it, do you. But if you do want to be a little bit healthier or just not stress so much about what you eat, bring a healthier meal that maybe a couple other people will enjoy. So then that way you're not stuck with a whole bunch of it. But I mean, or you can just have a ton of leftovers. That's cool too. But then you'll have some people who will enjoy it, or some people might try it and they might like it and have more. But then you have a healthier dish that isn't just for things that are full of carbs, and then you're immediately going to take a nap after, because that's also a bad idea because you're all carbed out and you just want a nap. But I don't think you should do that, because then you'll actually put on weight, especially if it's like you're done eating, you put your dishes in the, you rinse your dishes, put them in the dishwasher, because help out, please help out. That also stresses people out when their kitchens are all in a disarray, especially if they're the ones solely cooking. Please help out with dishes. That's so important to keep stress levels down. But then that way, when you put your dishes in the dishwasher and then you go lay on the couch and then you fall asleep, it's like you're not doing anything to burn off the food that you just ate. You're just letting it kind of sit and your body's going to absorb it. And then you'll slowly gain weight that way. But I mean, depending on how much you eat, maybe only have one plate of mashed potatoes. You know, the whole plate that you get of mashed potatoes, the plate that's the size of your face. Maybe only have one instead of four. You know, I mean, I know it's crazy and it's going to be difficult, but I believe in you. You can definitely do it. It'll be hard. I know I'll have a hard time with it because mashed potatoes are so good. But small sacrifices. Hey, you can have mashed potatoes for the next several days if you don't eat four plates of mashed potatoes on one day. You can have it the whole weekend. And it's like, hey man, I had four plates of mashed potatoes throughout the whole weekend. Boom. Problem solved. For mashed potatoes anyway. Other things, I don't know. But if you even during the holidays, if you had maybe like one vegetarian or vegan meal a day, then that's just something healthier that you're eating that isn't full of carbs or just a lot of sugar or anything like that. And I know a few people who have recently been vegan and they said they feel so much better and, you know, less sluggish and because they're not eating all of this processed food, which is amazing. But I know the vegan life is not for everybody. And I know, you know, I mean, again, live how you want to live, but maybe it's something to consider, especially if you do want to lose weight, you do want to eat healthier. You don't have to be vegan, completely vegan, because I'm pretty close to that, I think. I mean, I still eat processed food sometimes just because it's easy and it's there and I don't always have a lot of time to go out of my way to make something. But for the most part, you know, I only really eat chicken. I don't eat a lot of meat in general, with the exception of turkey on Thanksgiving. That's like the only time I eat turkey. But I eat chicken and some seafood, and then I've been eating more fruit and vegetables lately, which has been really nice. I've made roasted potatoes, and I have roasted potatoes that I make that taste just like French fries, and it's so amazing, and they're so good. Highly recommend. I got the recipe off of Pinterest, if you're wondering. Oh, and Pinterest is a great place to find different vegetarian or vegan Thanksgiving meals. You know, you just look it up on Pinterest. Pinterest has it all, and they got your back. They'll help you out. They want you to be healthy too. And it's just a nice little tool to have, especially if you want healthier recipes in general, and especially during the holidays. There's a lot of things that you can make that are vegan. You can make vegan desserts that are really, really good. They're so good. I highly recommend. Pinterest can be your best friend during this time of the year. Just saying. highly recommend. But if you just want a healthier lifestyle in general, you know, I've kind of been making the transition to milk has been really hard for me to quit, though, because I drink a lot of milk. I drink a lot of chocolate milk. I don't really like soy or almond milk, so it's really hard to get off of regular milk. But I know that's like regular milk is really bad for you, but I don't really eat cheese. So my dairy intake has not been as extravagant. And I find that I don't really drink milk that often anymore anyway, for whatever reason. I just haven't been drinking it. So that I actually don't feel as sluggish as I used to, because I would feel pretty like slow and like a snail, you know. I just, so if you kind of just cut out things in general, over a short amount of time, then you're slowly eliminating things that make you feel really sluggish, and then having fresh food is definitely the way to go. Highly recommend that. Even if you don't want to be vegan, like if you have fresh meat, that's always great too. To have that instead of it being frozen previously, you know, Wendy's, no frozen meat. But if you have fresh meat, that does help too, because it's not processed, you know, and like with the chicken nuggets and corn dogs and things like that. Much better if it's fresh. So those are all my tips on how to not stress out during the holidays, because I know it is a stressful time. And there are a lot of factors that make it stressful. So I hope these tips have helped you. And if you have any tips at all, please let me know. Or, you know, let other people know. You can leave me a comment on my Instagram at zoinksitsjackie. And I would love to interact with you guys. I think that'd be so fun. And I loved hearing tips about the holidays. Anything about the holidays, I just love. If you have fun events that you like to go to, anything like that, please, please let me know, and then other people can see it or, you know, comment on it and different things like that. So thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to speaking with you guys in the future. I plan to do new episodes the 13th and 27th of each month, so please stay tuned for that. If anything changes, I will let you guys know, and thank you so, so much for listening. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye, guys.